This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to finish the story that I began in the last segment. The story about the black lady in New York. She stopped at a stoplight. This is almost a year ago, September the 12th, 2014. She stopped at a red light in Harlem, and a cop asked her, "Why aren't your hands on the steering wheel?" And so she talked back to him and said, "I'm not driving. I'm listening to music, and I'm stopped at a stoplight." He didn't like that answer. He told her to get out of the car. He arrested her. He took her down to the precinct. She was held for several hours, then released without charge. But she was told that she could not pick up her 2003 BMW 3205 CI until the following day. She goes back the following day to get her car. The police officers refused to believe that she could own that car, maybe because she's black. I don't know. But they refused to say that. They said, "That's not your car. We're not going to give you that car. It's too luxurious. You don't own that car." Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So she insisted and got angry, I'm sure, that that was her car. So how did they respond? Well, they put her in a psychological evaluation ward for 8 days, injected her with drugs, and she wound up with a $13,000 hospital bill. Now they're going to wind up with a lawsuit, and they should end up with a lawsuit. I've experienced this, not even as a black man, or, you know, I've had the same type of harassment myself from the police. I remember when Hurricane Fran came through North Carolina, took out our power, and for the only time that we were in business, we had our stores closed for several days because there was absolutely no power anywhere in the area where we had our stores. One of the stores, actually two of the stores, got power back after 3 or 4 days. And so we kept those stores open. Towards the end, as it was starting to get dark, we had some police officers come by and tell us that we had to shut our business because they had enacted a curfew. And I said, "Oh, really? Are you going to shut down Walmart across the street?" "Oh, no, we're not going to shut down Walmart. You have to shut down." That made me really angry. But we were already shutting down because there wasn't that much traffic out there. So we went ahead and shut that down. We went to the next store. My wife was with me. My sons were young. They were in car seats. They were in the back. And we go to the next store. She goes in to get the daily receipts out of the safe. And I'm stopped. And I've got the engine running. I've got the two kids in the back. And I let them out of the car seat. And a cop comes over to me and says, "You can't park here." There was nobody else anywhere in the entire shopping center. Nobody else me. I've got the engine running. And I said, "I'm not parked. I'm stopped." And he goes, "Hmm." And he looks at the kids who are out of their car seats and goes, "You got to get them back in the car seats." I said, "I'm not driving. That's why they're out of the car seat. I'll put them back in the car seat when I start to drive." He didn't like that. He had to find something. So he goes, "Give me your license." And so he starts to write me. I said, "Fine. We'll talk about this in court." At that point, my wife comes out and starts locking the door, and he looks over and goes, "Well, what's this?" And she says, "Who are you?" She got into him pretty heavy. And he goes, "You own this?" And I said, "Yeah, we own this store." And he goes, "Oh, well, I didn't know." And he starts to back off. And I was pretty amazed. I mean, it wasn't that he was going to give me this made-up ticket. He was going to find some reason to fine us, find some reason to give us a ticket. And I just was not going to, and I understand exactly where this woman is coming. We should not have to be the servants of law enforcement. We should not have to ask how high when they tell us to jump. When they give us unlawful orders, we do not have to obey. It is simply a power trip. It is simply harassment. And I'll tell you what's going on in New York City, too. There's another dimension to this as well. And I'll talk about that when we come back. What Adrian Schoolcraft showed when he was a New York City police officer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I'm going to take some of your calls this hour. The number to call in is 800-259-9231. Again, that number is 800-259-9231. Before I go back to the news, and I want to finish up with a story of those of you who didn't hear the top of the hour. Some stations carry news at the top of the hour. I'll recap briefly what happened to this black lady who was committed to a psychiatric ward because she insisted that she wanted her BMW back that they had confiscated from her. Before I do, I want to let you know about the new introductory prices we have of our new line of InfoWars Life Select food. We have for 2 weeks introductory prices, the lowest prices you will find anywhere on storable food. And again, one of the things that makes this very important, very useful, is the packaging that it comes in. This comes in slimline totes for space-saving storage. It also has Ziploc. Each of the containers had the packages have Ziploc containers, so nothing goes to waste after you break that seal. It will last for 25 years. But what good would it be to have great packaging if you didn't have great food? This is food that is grown in the U.S. It is packaged in the U.S. We don't send it to China. This is all made in the U.S. products. There's no additives like MSG or autolyzed yeast extracts. This is a combination of low heat, dehydrated food, as well as freeze-dried ingredients that work together for maximum nutrition, taste, and shelf life. And again, if you buy one of the larger packages, you can get more variety in what you get. Here's an idea of how low these prices are. A two-week food supply, $79.96. A four-week food supply, $156. Can you eat a month for $156? This is incredibly cheap, just as the food is going in. Again, this is the low introductory prices. It's not going to be this cheap again after this introduction. But this is something that you need to have for your family. We have a very fragile infrastructure in America. The more complicated the infrastructure, the more fragile the infrastructure. And we all know that there are many things that could trigger a collapse of our infrastructure. It could be a natural disaster. It could be an economic disaster. It could be some kind of a false flag. Who knows what could happen? You need to prepare for the worst. It's just common sense. One way that you can do it right now is to take advantage of these super low introductory prices. InfoWars Life, select food. Go to InfoWarsSelect.com. You'll see that full line of products right there, or you can call 888-253-3139. Now, before I go to the calls, I want to finish up on this story. I was talking about it at the last segment of the hour, and I talked about it the first segment of this hour. Again, this is a lady who was stopped at a stoplight. The policeman started harassing her because she didn't have her hands on the steering wheel. Did you know that was a crime? See, this is something that we've seen happening in New York City for quite some time. It was documented by Adrian Schoolcraft, a whistleblower with the New York City Police Department. This is a guy whose dad was a policeman. He believed in law enforcement. He believed in being a good cop. They punished him because he would not write up useless tickets that they wanted him to do. He recorded them for 2 years wearing a wire. He did it on his own. And he recorded them talking about creating quotas, how they wanted to arrest people for no reason whatsoever. They'd say when it was coming up to Halloween, they'd say, just go out and grab the first three or four people you see, bring them back to the station, and we'll figure out what to book them for later. And then go out and get some more people. We just need to get as many people in as we can. They would harass people endlessly for nothing at all. But then when it came to a serious crime, like rape, like car theft, they would discourage people from reporting those crimes because they didn't want to look bad on the FBI statistics. Adrian Schoolcraft exposed this. They knew that he had a wire. His father, who was an honest cop and the kind of cop that he wanted to be, knew that this was happening, knew that they were gunning for him. He disappeared. His father started investigating, couldn't figure out where he had gone. They came to his house. They threatened him. And when he wouldn't give up the recordings, they took him away and committed him, just like they did this black lady. The interesting thing is that he not only had a wire on him in his own apartment, but he also had one on the shelf. And his father found that. And now you can hear that as part of the investigation. You can hear them threatening to take him away, which they actually did. They put him, without notifying anybody, they put him in an insane asylum. His dad was able to get him out. He became a key witness in these overturning stop and frisk. An amazing story. But here you see this still going on, harassing this lady for absolutely nothing. She has her hands on the wheel. They arrest her, then they let her go. But they impounded her car. The next day she goes to get it back. They go, that can't be your car. You can't be somebody who owns a BMW. We're not going to give you that car. I don't know what basis they were saying that for. But they committed her to an insane asylum. She wound up staying there for 8 days. They injected her with heavy drugs. She got a $13,000 hospital bill. And now the people of New York are going to get a big lawsuit. This keeps happening. You know, there was an article in 2009 in the Cato Institute, one bill of rights for you, two bill of rights for them, for law enforcement. And they point out, and this is very relevant because of what's going on with Joe Biden lately. They say, back when he was a senator, Vice President Joe Biden had a pet piece of legislation that he would try to ram through the Senate every year. The bill was called the Peace Officers Bill of Rights, an attempt to amend the Omnibus Crime Bill, streets of 1968. Even though Biden is no longer a senator, they said his legacy continues as the congressional bill that has now been introduced and back in 2009, Law Enforcement Officers Procedural Bill of Rights Act of 2009, that was introduced that year by Bart Stupak, a Democrat, and Eric Paulson, a Republican. And they say the legislation seeks to limit how police departments can investigate cases of police misconduct, how they can discipline police officers found to have committed misconduct. The bill also contains a provision that would exempt disciplinary records from public records records laws by forcing those departments to keep all personnel records sealed. When we have a police chief or a sheriff who wants to come after an officer who acted in a criminal manner, he's frequently stopped by the police union or by one of these law enforcement Bill of Rights types of things. And, of course, Frank Serpico, who's been a guest with Alex Jones many times, has made the point, and rightfully so, that in any profession, you are going to have bad people. Cops are one of those professions. You're going to have bad journalists. You're going to have bad cops. You're going to have criminals in every line of work. But the question is, can you purge those bad people out of your organization, or are you going to tolerate that? If you tolerate it, it becomes systemic. It becomes corrupts the system. And that's what we have. And a large part of that is because of this law enforcement Bill of Rights. Listen to Maryland's law enforcement Bill of Rights that was established in 1972. Listen to some of these issues. Officers can wait 10 days before talking to investigators after a trial, after an incident. Investigators must be fellow officers, and no more than two can conduct questioning at the same time. Lying to obtain an admission of guilt is forbidden. This is standard procedure, however, for non-police suspects. Harassing, threatening, or offering rewards is forbidden. That's all stuff that they do to the rest of us. A union representative can be present during questioning. A 3-month statute of limitations against people filing complaints against officers, even if the person is hospitalized. Complaints and investigations against an officer may be purged after 3 years. He may appeal his case to a hearing board of fellow officers whose decision is binding before a decision on discipline is made. So that's just Maryland. All these different states have these different Bill of Rights for the officers. The difference between their Bill of Rights and our Bill of Rights is that they actually enforce theirs. They don't enforce our Bill of Rights. They destroy our Bill of Rights. But they make sure that their Bill of Rights is enforced. And so who was it that was pushing all this? Remember when I started this article? It was Joe Biden. That was his pet project, to make sure that the police officers get a different standard of justice than the rest of us do. He put that out. Now Joe Biden is being called the Hamlet of the 2016 American election. No, not the Mad Prince, not because he's crazy, but because he's sitting there to run or not to run. That is the question, okay? They're saying that Joe Biden suffers, many people say, from a lifelong foot and mouth disease. You know, quite frankly, Joe Biden has been very candid. That's what's gotten him in trouble. And even though he said some crazy stuff, remember when he was talking about Barack Obama and he said, I think he's very clean. And a lot of people construe that, say, oh, well, they're saying that he's clean because he's a black man, and implying, you know, a lot of things that he said that were really awkward. Nothing to the level of Donald Trump. But that kind of foot in the mouth, or if you want to call it candor, okay, that will serve him very well in this election cycle. I mean, just look at what's going on with Donald Trump. My problem with Joe Biden, even before I knew about this law enforcement Bill of Rights issue, my problem with Joe Biden goes all the way back to the Clarence Thomas hearings. I can remember vividly, my wife and I were traveling the Appalachian Highway and on vacation, and we were listening to the proceedings, and I heard him interrogating Clarence Thomas, and he had a problem with natural law. And he's trying to pin Clarence Thomas down on his positions on natural law. And Joe Biden was absolutely livid, genuinely angry that anybody would believe that there was such a thing as natural law. What is natural law? Natural law is the principles that are laid down in the Declaration of Independence that says that we are not subjects to the government. We do not exist at the pleasure of the government. They do not grant privileges to us. We possess certain natural rights based on the fact that we're human beings. We possess those rights from God. Those were the principles of the Declaration of Independence. And Joe Biden was absolutely livid. And of course, Clarence Thomas didn't argue with him because Clarence Thomas said, just forget I said that. I want to be Supreme Court Justice. Let's just pass on that. That's the kind of guy Joe Biden is. But he could do very well in this presidential election. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard?
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to some of your calls right now. We were just talking about the police state, how we've lost our Bill of Rights without question. Certainly after 9/11, there was a lot of infringements on it way before that, but it got very overt at that point in time. But of course, our Bill of Rights, which is no longer being enforced, the police have 2 Bill of Rights. It's one of the reasons why we see such such a problem with police officers who step over the law is that there's a systemic bias against that. And, of course, we tied that back to Joe Biden. That was one of the things that he pushed for many, many years. I've got a couple of callers here who wanted to talk about that. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. You say you're a former police officer. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Knight. Thanks for taking my call. I'm retired. I was going to call earlier. You were talking about how the government was infringing on liberties and breaking the law relative to phishing cases. That's what we used to call it, when they would actually gather information. And you're absolutely right. That goes back, I know personally, to the 80s. In fact, I was working with a AT&T Pullman who had come to me and said, you know, I've been finding these black boxes on the lines, and what are they? I looked at him and said, I'm not a tech. I don't know, but tell me about them. He said, well, I think that there's some type of tapping device. And come to find out, he had taken it to someone who actually did know. And sure enough, that's exactly what they were. So I told him, collect them, bring them to me. We'll try to put a case together. Well, oddly enough, he got a couple of them. And according to him, somehow he had them in his truck and he was trying to get hold of me. And he was called into his office by a very high supervisor who he had never dealt with before. There was a federal agent there. And told him to turn over what he had taken off the lines, never to take those off again, and not to be in touch with the local police. So that goes way back. And it was something that we had suspected for some time, because we had federal agents coming in and making cases that we had been working on, and they had information that really we believed only could have been gotten by ill-gotten means.
So, yes, and they call that parallel construction now. And it started to unravel after people become more receptive. It used to be, when you talk about anything like what you just mentioned there, Tom, people would say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's not really happening. The government would never do anything like that. But after the Snowden leaks, people are more receptive to understanding that that, in fact, does go on. Are you familiar with the Stingray program, the Harris Semiconductor device?
I've heard about it. Now, I retired in 2003, so a lot of this it came to my knowledge after the fact. I started working on some government cases towards the end of my career, and we started making cases and arrests of government officials, and in fact, my unit was shut down. I was out for a week on vacation, and I found out that my offices were raided by another unit within my department, and my staff was fired. At that time, I was a commander of a unit in special operations. I reported directly to a colonel who was in charge of the division. He was serving, and this is where they have a lot of these people, really by the short hairs, a lot of these higher positions, it's called serving at the pleasure of, which means when a new chief comes in, someone of very high rank, they can bring in their own people and demote, fire, do what they want to with the folks who are in these higher positions. I happen to have the only position within special operations that wasn't serving at the pleasure of. So they didn't fire me. They fired everyone else except for the colonel. Now, anybody familiar with...
Hang on, Tom. It's a very interesting call. Can you hang on through the commercial break? We've got to go to a commercial break, but I want to come back to you and ask you a couple other questions. Can you do that? We'll try to. Got to go. Okay, great. That's Tom from Maryland, former police officer. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Or I thought I heard the music coming up. Do we have a little bit more time? Okay, we got another minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll wrap it up quick, and I'll tell you something about the Bill of Rights. So at any rate, fired my staff, all my people, which you know was completely unfair to them. And relative to the colonel, if you're familiar with any type of military or paramilitary structure, it's pretty tough to take the wings off of a full bird. They did it to him, and they put me in a patrol car for the rest of my career and basically sent a message to anyone coming on our heels not to do what we did. And yeah. was to investigate any type of government corruption, which we were finding a lot of. Now, real quick with the Bill of Rights.
Hang on. Let's hang on through the break. We do have the break coming up right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. If you want to call in, it's 800-259-9231.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producer in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I asked Tom from Maryland, who's a retired police officer. He said he retired in 2003. I asked him to hang on over the break because he wanted to talk about not only the Bill of Rights, the Law Enforcement Bill of Rights, but also about his personal experiences in terms of black box recorders that were surreptitiously placed around. What he told us was that he was alerted by some people who worked on the railroad to say, hey, we found these black boxes. We think there might be some illegal wiretapping going on here. As he started to investigate it, he found out that this was something that was being done internally. He was made an example of. His department was made an example of. Of course, we have seen this subsequently. Probably, I'm sure the devices have changed since 2003. Now, in the last couple of years, we've seen several cases involving Stingray devices made by Harris Semiconductor. We have the FBI that are pushing these to the local law enforcement. There was a very famous case within the last year. I can't remember the exact date of when this happened, but They had a guy who had been arrested, I think it was for burglary or something like that. He was going around burglarizing houses. And the judge asked how they got the information. And they said, well, we can't tell you. He says, what do you mean you can't tell me? And he said, well, we have a non-disclosure agreement that we've signed, that they signed with Harris Semiconductor. And he goes, you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. You're going to have to tell me what this is. So rather than having a fight with a judge, getting in contempt of court, they simply let the criminal go. That's called parallel construction. They use these listening devices for the NSA or typically for the DEA or whatever. They get this information. They don't have a legal search warrant. And then they are given the information nevertheless. And then because they have the information, they know somebody that's doing something. Then they go in with parallel construction and start to do it legally because they've been tipped off about something that's going on. I want to get back to Tom in Maryland. Before I do, made me think about this. At theinfowarsstore.com, we sell something called the Detractor cell phone pouch. It's a way to protect your cell phone from tracking, eavesdropping, identity theft, because it's not just the police. You may not be doing anything illegal, fine. But do you want people to be able to hack into your phone to get information to your contact list, your phone number? There's no telling what people can do with the information they can find in your phone. They may use it to rob you, okay? So you want to make sure that thieves can't get into your phone as well. So you can get the Detractor cell phone pouch. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. It works by shielding your cell phone, your card, or your passport from all radio frequency signals. You can protect your phone from tracking, bugging, from data mining by thieves. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go back to Tom in Maryland. Tom, you said you wanted to talk about the Bill of Rights issue as well. Go ahead.
I did, but you bring up a good point. Folks, you may not think you're doing anything wrong, but the latest stats show that with all the laws that have been passed, the old saying that ignorance of the law is no excuse really is ridiculous. It really yes. doesn't apply. And to tell any court that you had no intent and you were not aware of certain laws, I'm not talking about obvious felonies, but some of these more ridiculous smaller laws that a lot of people don't know about, even people in law enforcement.
Well, you know, Tom, some of the things that are now felonies are ridiculous. There was a case not long ago of a man who was on a beach. He released four Mylar balloons filled with helium. They were heart-shaped for his sweetheart. And he got busted for four counts of a felony because they had made it a felony to release balloons on this particular seashore because it was protected wildlife area that he didn't know about. So there's a case where he's not only ignorant, but it is an incredibly – he's now charged with four felony counts. So there's those kinds of entrapments that are always out there.
We talk about the reasonable man standards in court. Judges talk about it. It's applied all the time, and that's what I'm talking about. And you brought to mind when you said, folks, you may not think you're doing anything wrong, but the latest stats actually show that every American every day is breaking between three and six laws. That sounds crazy, but look it up. Google it. It's actually true. And by the way, before I forget, I'll make it quick. You talked about all of this land that the government is looking into. The senators, they're taking note of what they have. And you were wondering, I think it was yesterday, exactly what was going on. But they're just taking inventory of what they want to control. Well, I got hold of a lien that was filed by China. And it was filed, interestingly enough, here at the Comptroller's Office in Maryland. It was also filed in D.C., and it's for all real property in the United States, and awarded very oddly a lien against all men and women with arms and legs, and it stated a dollar amount of $4 trillion. Now, I'm looking in to see whether or not this actually is on record with these offices. If you'd like a copy of it, I can talk to your screener. And I'll make a
quick give that to the screener. I'd like to say, is that something you found on the Internet and you're trying to verify whether that's true or not?
Yeah, someone sent it to me, and it's a good source. So, I think it may actually be something that we might want to be concerned about. As for the Bill of Rights, I just want to let you know, it cuts both ways. I've been down that path before after what I told you about like I said, their job was to make my life miserable and to make me an example. And I wasn't the only one. Other honest police, and there's a lot of them out there, go down this route as well. Now, with the Police Officers Bill of Rights, it in Maryland at least, was designed so that police officers, good police, weren't taken advantage of. And to give you the example, like I said, with military and paramilitary organizations, you can be brought up on departmental charges. And you go to, for instance, in Maryland, you go to what's called a police trial board. Well, it's like a court. You go there, you need an attorney if you want to have success, and you need a good attorney. It costs money. And there are real penalties if you're convicted at these trial boards, just like in a military tribunal. So, and by the way, double jeopardy does not attach. So you can be tried, convicted, punished severely at the police tribunal. And then you can be charged in state court. And if they want, they can charge you in federal court. I know where this has actually happened. So you can go through the ringer 3 times.
Wow.
So it does cut both ways. So it protects police when they're wrongfully charged. And it does happen. They go after, like I said, they go after police who are trying to do the right thing. Now, I know it can also work for the ones that are not doing the right thing. And by the way, also in Maryland, police, just for an example, and I don't have a problem with this, an average citizen, their peace can be disturbed. A police officer's peace cannot be disturbed. So that's something that we're not afforded the privilege of being able to have a peace disturbed. We have to be above that. So, again, this is just some of the ways that it does cut both ways.
And well, here's what I would like to see. Well, here's what I would like to see, Tom. I would like to see, instead of the police losing rights way back when and then having them restored in a different and unique way, and then having the rest of us lose our rights and not having them restored. How about if everybody has the rights that we possess as individuals under the Bill of Rights, and you don't lose those rights if you become an employee of the government? I mean, we see that over and over again. Many people are talking about these clerks who refuse to enforce laws that they feel violate their First Amendment rights. I don't think government employees should lose their human rights that are enumerated in the Constitution because they become a government employee. I would like to see the same, if we had the same right, the same legal structure for everybody, whether they were government employee or non-government employee, I think the government employees would watch out for our rights as well, because our rights are their rights. But when we have two separate standards, then that opens the door for, you know, a preferential treatment for one group versus the other.
You want me to have to investigate a bad cop like I would a citizen? You want me to grab him right away? He shouldn't have the same rights as a citizen. He should be. We should be able to take him off the street immediately and do to him what we can't do to a regular citizen, because he has the power to endanger people more so oftentimes with what he's been given, his authority, than an average citizen does. So the Trump
board
serve a purpose. So like I said, it's something to be debated. Like I said, there's arguments on both sides. So I see your point as well.
Yes, I agree. And certainly I would like to see that happen. I just feel like this separate process where they can wait 10 days before talking to investigators. And so it actually works the other way. It actually keeps them in process. It delays things rather than accelerates them. Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you so much for calling and listening. Let's go to Murphy in Arkansas. You said you wanted to talk about harassment of small business owners. Go ahead.
Yeah, I run a business where I do odd jobs, fix trailers and change wheels and axles and things like that. And I plow in the winter, too. I put the blade on my dually, and, I take care of business. It's not a, glamorous living, but, it's a living. Mm-hmm. Now, the police around here, they've been making it basically impossible. Using them laws to try and make it so I can do my job. They gave me tickets for having the snowplow, the blade on my truck for too long. They, they've been harassing me and everything else. I just don't understand why they think they can do this to, your average American and have us not, rise up against them or something like that.
Jimmy.
Well, you know what? You're in Arkansas, and when I was talking about what was going on in New York City, that's exactly what that whistleblower within the New York City Police Department, Adrian Schoolcraft, was talking about. He said, they want me to go around and harass small business owners that go into the barbershops and write them summonses because they've got too much hair on the floor because somebody is smoking in the barbershop. Or if they go outside and they stand outside of the barbershop to smoke, then I give them a ticket for, they want me to give them a ticket for loitering. So it's that type of thing. They would be on top of everybody very closely for minor infractions that are going to generate revenue for the New York Police Department. Remember that Eric Garner, the guy that was choked to death on the street, was selling loose cigarettes. He would buy the cigarettes, pay the taxes, and then break them up and sell them individually. They didn't want that to happen because they wanted to collect taxes on each and every individual cell. So they started harassing him, and it turned into a confrontation because he said he wasn't selling them that day. It turned into a fight. He got choked to death. So we see that kind of pattern, whether it's in New York City or whether it's in Arkansas, that the police are really more interested, Murphy, in enforcing policy enacted at the local level as kind of meter maids or tax collectors at the local level, and not so much interested anymore in protecting people from violent crime because, as we saw in New York, if they report violent crime, if they investigate that, then they look bad as a police department on the FBI statistics.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, what the police are doing nowadays is nothing more than revenue generation and tyranny. You know, it's just straight up tyranny. I mean, if my son, who is 13 years old, wants to smoke cigarettes, I don't see what the problem is, to be honest with you. We do that in the trailer park all the time. Now, what's the problem with that?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Murphy. I want to move on to vet and FEMA region number 9. You want to talk about the TPP. We talked about that earlier. Go ahead, Bet.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I got you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I got a couple things. I know you guys have a big money bomb coming up, and I thought, hey, what if InfoWars started some kind of campaign to really kind of go against this whole tyrannical TTIP and TPP, et cetera, et cetera? And I have a great idea for you, but because we wouldn't want to lose the element of surprise with this, I think I'd want to talk with you guys. Off the air about what the idea is for a big, like an advertising, a billboard campaign to basically kind of take on the Trans-Pacific Partnership head on.
Okay, great. Yeah, give that information to our call screener. And he'll email that to us. But, that's not something we can't get a billboard campaign up before the money bomb because that's going to be just the next couple of days. But certainly we all need to work against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm very happy to see that Donald Trump is using this as a campaign issue. He's met with Senator Sessions, who really knows what's going on, and I think it's more than just a political issue. At first, Donald Trump says, I don't agree with the TPP because I don't trust Obama to be the negotiator. Well, you know what? I don't trust any individual to negotiate this stuff and do it in secret, including Trump. If he becomes president, I don't think it should be done that way. We have a constitutional process. This is a treaty. We need to call it a treaty. We need to make sure that it has to pass by 67 senators, that the document itself is not negotiated and kept secret from the public as this is being done. This is being crafted over a number of years by corporate lawyers. We know that it involves far more than just trade. This involves many aspects of sovereignty. So I have an issue with a lot of these things. But one of the things that was encouraging, though, was that when Donald Trump met with Senator Sessions, he came out of the meeting and he said, hey, China can be added to this after the fact. And that's what Senator Sessions has been trying to explain to people, that this creates a transnational governance commission that can change the parameters of these agreements at will without any involvement from our elected leaders. We are not stakeholders in this. Understand that. When they talk about stakeholders, they're not talking about you and me. They're not talking about our representatives. That's why it is kept secret from our representatives, because we have no stake in the future that they are planning, and it needs to be stopped. And for whatever reason, I don't care if it's for his political campaign or whatever, if he can lend his weight to that, I'm all for that. I hope that he will stand up against the TPP. Let's go to Gene in Minnesota. Gene, you had a comment about Super Male Vitality. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I first wanted to say that I hope Alex knows what the gem he has in you. You are intelligent,
you're
clear, you're concise, and you get more news across and have great stories. I'm just amazed.
Thank you.
I did have my own experience with the cops in way back in 1984, where my husband and I, we were 22 years old, on a four-lane highway in the middle of North Dakota, and pulled up behind the state trooper that was going exactly the speed limit. Now, we were driving 3.5 hours to get back to college, so we just pulled into the pass lane, you know, went a couple miles faster than he was going, carefully pulled over, and he immediately turned his lights on. My husband pulled over, and by the time he was up to the car window, he had his gun out.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow.
He demanded that my husband, you know, provide documents. We did.
Hang on. We got to go to a commercial break. I want to hear how this ended. We're going to be right back. We're taking your calls. The number is 800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In the next hour, in the fourth hour, wrap-up, we're going to have Leanne McAdoo joining us. We're going to be talking to her in the next segment at the top of the hour about what she's going to be talking about. Of course, it's going to be some subjects like automation, the irrelevancy of higher education, and other things. Leanne is going to be doing the fourth hour wrap-up. Before we go back to our callers, I just want to let you know that we are now getting close to the end of the two-week introductory of the prices of the InfoWars Life Select products. It's a new line of products that we're carrying at InfoWars. You can go to InfoWarsSelect.com to see what we have there. These are amazing introductory prices. We got a two-week food supply here for $79.96. Two-week food supply. A four-week food supply, $156. Absolutely amazing. If you want to get a balanced kit with breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, snacks, order a three-month or greater supply to get the greatest variety. Now, the food is packaged here in the United States. The food is grown here in the United States. There's no MSG, no GMO ingredients in this food. It's American food made in America, and the packaging is very key and vital to the fact that it can remain on your shelf for 25 years, tastes just as good 25 years from now as it does tonight. One of the things that makes this work, of course, is the military-grade barrier, this Mylar. Not all Mylar is created equal. This is a military-grade barrier, a barrier against light, oxygen, and moisture entering these pouches. And again, it's also in a very slimline tote format for space saving, and you can reseal the ones after you've opened them up. You can reseal them with a Ziploc bag. A great product. Great packaging, new product with new low introductory prices, InfoWars Life Select Food, and you can find it at InfoWarsSelect.com. Now, just before the break, we were talking to Jean from Minnesota. She was telling us about being pulled over by a police officer. She said he was going the speed limit. They were in a hurry. They pulled past him about 3 miles an hour faster than he was, immediately put on his lights, pulled him over, and then got out of the car with his gun drawn. So we wanted to hear what happened next, Jean.
Well, I was just absolutely floored that he had his gun out. I'd been ticketed many times for speeding and I've never seen this. But it was dark, it was night, in the middle of nowhere, no traffic. He asked my husband to get out of the car. He told me to stay where I was. And he had my husband walk around the back of the car to the trunk. I thought I was going to lose my husband, really. Mm. I was scared to death.
Thought he wanted to search the car for drugs? Is that it?
No. He just gave him this big lecture of how dare he pass the state trooper and blah, blah, blah. He went on and on and on, gave him this big lecture. It was just intimidation.
Wow. Wow.
But to have his gun out.
Well, we just saw that recently with a situation where a guy was filming a police officer. And you can see the police officer pulling his gun out and the guy saying, are you serious? You're pulling your gun? I'm standing here with the camera and you're pulling your gun out. And the guy says, what are you, some kind of constitutionalist or something? I mean, that type of thing happens. The other side of this, though, has also happened. I had an experience years ago in Montana before. I think they've enacted a speed limit law. When we were going through it at the time, they didn't have a speed limit law. We were going, because there's no speed limit and it's a large area, we were going well over 100 miles an hour. And I saw a cop and we just went right past him. And I was surprised when he turned on the lights and he pulled us over and said, I didn't think you had a speed limit here. And he says, we don't have a speed limit, but I just want to let you know that there's some road construction up ahead. You might want to slow down a little bit. Have a good day. And it's like, wow, that's the way it ought to work in America. That's the kind of country we ought to have. I appreciate police officers like that. I appreciate states that don't have speed limits as well. Stay with us. Right after the break, we're going to talk to Leanne McAdoo, and she's going to tell us what's coming up in the fourth hour of the wrap-up of the InfoWars radio program with Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.